Recording has been started.
Thank you. Have the other people on the call had a chance to look at what I sent out very late last night?
Yes, this is Steven. I did send around a comment just now.
Oh.
And I will not take credit for that fully, but as I'm fairly new to all this, I did ask for Chuck to weigh in and give his opinion, and so those comments are largely Chuck's.
That's okay. Chuck's comments are always relevant.
And I can also give you a little more flavor. He's responded back to me on your last note about the 33%, 66%,
mm-hmm.
Saying it only takes 33% to initiate a PDP, whether that PDP produces a consensus policy or best practices recommendation, or some combination will not be known in advance. The two-thirds Alan is referring to relates to a provision in the RAA. Don't think it's a good idea to confuse the PDP motion with RAA issues. The PDP should focus on the possibility of developing consensus policies, regardless of RAA terms or potential changes in the RAA in the future.
Okay, he's wrong in that case. There, in the bylaws on a PDP, the words are that if it has been deemed to be out of scope by the issues report, then it requires a 66%.
But in this case, the issues report...
No, I'm just clarifying
what he's saying. Okay, sorry. But, just for the record, as we had a previous discussion on this, that, I think all the issues raised in the issues report, they were deemed in of scope,
okay.
In scope for GNSO policy.
Okay.
And I think there, as Chuck said, voting on a PDP doesn't preclude whether that's going to be indeed recommendations for consensus policies or consensus policy changes or other recommendations or advice.
Okay, then I have no problem with it at all. Steve, is that the substance of Chuck's comments? I haven't actually got to look at them yet.
Okay.
Or was there something else there?
The substance on the actual draft still hasn't come through the wire to you?
Yes, I just got it, but I just hadn't looked at it yet.
Since it is such a short document and those are fairly discreet comments, why don't you take a second and look rather
okay.
than me rehashing.
Got it. I certainly have no problem with the first one, which changes the resolved statement to something that is probably better English and is clearer, and removal of the in parallel statement. If everyone agrees that making recommendations on either to the board or to the ICANN staff is fully within the domain of a PDP, then clearly that's not needed either. So I certainly have no problems with that.
Okay.
What I was trying to do is make clear that, Marika, in the issues report, it says that some of these things may not be the subject, perhaps should not be the subject of a PDP, but other mechanisms.
There's some, I think you refer to some of the compliance issues, no?
Yeah, well, compliance is one of them. It's not the only one.
Yeah.
And I'm suggesting that it is the subject of the PDP, just the outcome is not a consensus policy.
I think that's the correct assumption.
Okay.
I don't think
the reason I was trying to clarify it is
and making any recommendations if it sees there is a need to, but indeed those are not necessarily consensus policies or suitable for consensus policy. But
I understand it. I'm just was trying to reverse the words you used that it should not be the subject of the PDP, which I think are the words you used in the issues report. That is, there are better other ways to handle this rather than a PDP. And I'm suggesting that the PDP is indeed the way one can handle those things. Not with a consensus report.
I think there are indeed, I might have used the word in meaning it's not necessarily consensus policy that will address it. Again, the confusion there over the words, but I agree there with you. I don't think this group definitely has a role to look at those issues. I might conclude in saying, there's some recommendations we can make to compliance. And I've already spoken several times to the compliance team on this, and they're actually very interested as well in providing their input and feedback to the working group going forward in their experiences, and then hopefully they might have as well some insight or recommendations on what things might help in addressing some of these issues.
I was more worried about setting the expectations of council and of the people on the working group that the focus will not be exclusively things resulting in consensus policy.
Yes, but I think that's an issue we struggle with in every PDP.
Okay.
And I think we need to set that basically straight from the beginning when members join. And I think here as well, probably this motion does describe that the group will look at whether it's policy change or best practices. And I think as well, when we start drafting a charter, it will be very helpful to include similar language in that.
Yes, and by putting those words at the beginning, Chuck has addressed that, so I'm happy with that. The example I was going to give is the compliance report that you just distributed. If you look at the section on expiration handling, it says the compliance department verified that a large percentage of registrars were meeting the contractual needs by looking at their websites. That ignores the fact that many, many registrars have subcontracted their website responsibility to a reseller. And you can't check compliance unless you check all the arms, or at least some selected subset of the arms of the reseller. And that's the kind of example that I'm using, that the fact that there's no contract with the reseller doesn't mean you don't that compliance department shouldn't recognize that the reseller is the one fulfilling the obligations of the contract with respect to the end user in many cases. And you can't verify compliance unless you look at that arm. And that's one of the examples that I would use of a recommendation that could come out of the PDP.
I think this relates back as well to the question you circulated earlier to the group, no?
It's related to the same thing, yes.
Okay.
I mean, we got the answer from Dan Halloran pretty clearly that contract law implies that you can't you aren't removed from having to fulfill obligations of a contract just because you subcontract. The new RAA will make that a little bit clearer, or make it more explicit, rather. but it has to be practiced from the compliance side as well. What about can we go over piece by piece? The first two whereas, I think, are statements of fact. I don't think we can argue with that. the third one we're in the process of doing. We pretty well, I think we decided at our last meeting that we don't see the need for chartering a work group to do further studies prior to a PDP. Is there agreement of the people we have on this call that was, I believe we did make a firm decision on that. Is that anyone else's recollection, or did I imagine it?
I don't know that I was present at that, so
okay.
That I can speak to it.
Marika, does this ring a bell at all?
I think we had a brief discussion on it, but at least, from my point of view, there's nothing really outstanding that I would see at this stage that would require further study. I agree with you. I think it's probably for a working group to further dig into these issues and see whether there's a need on certain items. And Just to mention something I suggested in an email to Alan as well, something this group might consider, or the working group going forward, is about an information gathering event would be helpful in Sydney, for example, something similar that we've done in Mexico City now for the registration of youth policies working group, to provide a forum for community input, and the working group at that point might have some specific questions they might want to ask to, you know, the broader community, that something like that might be a way to get further information apart from, you know, creating a separate working group at this stage.
Yeah, I'd be more optimistic than that and say, given the timing for Sydney, that hopefully by then we will have a draft or an outline at very least of what we plan to do, and look, ask for feedback on that, as opposed to just an open, a clean slate of asking for input.
Yes, no, definitely.
Since coming out of the last meeting, I was charged with trying to draft something to initiate the PDP. I think we did pretty well formally decide that we did want to go ahead unless something came up. The other issue is the question of whether to transfer the... to move the registrar transfer during the RGP into away from us and into IRTP Part C. Now, from my point of view, I think the issues report makes a good point that transfer issues are moderately complex, and adding them into this PDP adds a level of complexity that we don't need to go into, and that IRTPC will be going into in any case. So I'm not unhappy to transfer that. The charter for that PDP has not yet been written, so it shouldn't be a problem to incorporate it. We're just increasing its scope somehow. So I have no problem with the with moving that PDP that aspect into the other PDP.
Alan, just to mention, the IRTP Part A is about to, you know, wrap up its work and is now started to consider, you know, which one should be next. In principle, there's the order of B, C, D, and E, but there's no, you know, the council, I think, has given the freedom to the group that's currently working on it to make any recommendations if they see fit to move up or move down or group issues together in a different way. So there is an opportunity to highlight this maybe to the group. I know that the PDPB is looking at undoing transfers, so this issue might not really fit in there, but if the group feels very strongly that they at least want to bring it to the attention of the current group working at this, there is this possibility.
Well, I'm actually quite happy if this one doesn't progress quickly, because I think there's an opportunity for this working group, the one that comes out of this PDP, to provide along the way input into the one handling domain transfer.
That makes sense.
And on top of that, let's face it, not many domains get into the RGP at this point. That may grow based on whatever comes out of our process. And the real issue of being able to transfer, says you're not locked into a registrar who's charging a usurious price for an RGP transfer, an RGP redemption, if there's someone else who will do it at a lower cost. And that's really the only reason you'd want to transfer at that point. And I'm quite happy to have that one not be addressed right now, because I think the deliberations that we go through may well impact it to some extent. I don't know if we need to put in this recommendation that we will provide input into that PDP. Is that necessary at this point?
I think it might be premature and
okay.
Far from staff.
I don't think it's precluded.
It doesn't mean if you don't put it here, you know, you cannot provide any input. So
okay. I'm sorry. Say that again.
I don't think it means if you don't put it here that you're going to provide input, that you're not allowed to do it if it's not in the motion here.
Okay, so it doesn't preclude us doing it in any case.
Yes, as far as I know.
Again, it's perhaps a matter of setting expectations, and we can certainly discuss that during the council meeting whenever this comes up. Marika, in the private note you sent to me, you suggested that we could rework this into a full-blown charter. And is there really precedent for writing the charter at the time the motion is made to initiate a PDP? My recollection is we decide to initiate a PDP, then we have to vote on whether it's a task force or not. That always fails.
I would actually have to look at Glenn for this one. I just have the expertise of the registration abuse one, but there was actually the recommendation of not to initiate or
right.
to not initiate a PDP yet. I just recall, I think, in the council discussion when they created the drafting team, I thought that Avery mentioned as well that she would like to see a charter out of this group, but I don't recall if she mentioned whether she first wanted a motion and then a charter or both at the same time. I don't know. Glenn, what's your experience?
Yeah, the minutes are not posted on yet on that meeting yet, so I...
This is the one of the 19th of February, is that it?
No, the 29th of January.
Oh, 29th of January, yes, they will be posted later today. Can I just... I'll come back to you when I've looked them up. I've got them, okay?
Okay. I know roughly where it is in the audio recording, so I can go back to it if necessary.
Yes, no. I've got the minutes saved, and they've been edited. They must just get up, okay? So in about 5 minutes, I'll get back to you. Is that all right?
Okay, that's fine.
But Glenn, do you recall whether any other working groups... had at the same time the initiation and a charter, or normally it's done separately?
No, the council must initiate it, and then they usually ask to draw up a charter. That's
okay.
What happens.
Yeah, I think we did it in the other order on the domain tasting one, that if the working
yes.
group was chartered to a working group, a drafting team was put together to decide how to go forward, and we in fact came back with a charter, and there was a fair amount of pushback that who are we to do that, but I think we need to go back and see what exactly Avery asked
for. What exactly she asked for, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just getting that up now.
In any case, making it into a charter, I don't think is a real problem. We're not in a position to name the council liaison, things like that. But leaving those parts blank, I think we could probably... I or someone could pull it into a form of a charter within... I mean, we have 2 days at this point to get it into the council agenda for the 26th, or to decide we can't make that deadline. So, in terms of the absence of any comments, I'm hearing that the document as modified by Chuck is basically acceptable, and that we could submit it either as is without a charter, without it being the substance of the charter, or that we could try to craft it into a charter if that is deemed to be the appropriate thing.
And listen, Mark, I think maybe I spoke too quickly and tried to move too fast, because thinking about it, it might make sense for the council indeed first to consider this. And then, indeed, as you said, I think it will be probably a relatively quick turnaround to go from this to a charter.
Yeah, and we that may allow us to identify people on council who are willing to work on this. Fortunately, it coincides with the intellectual property group that's being formed to work on GTLDs, and there may be some overlap there. But we, our next meeting is only in 3 weeks, so that gives us 2 weeks to craft a charter and make sure everyone's happy. And so I'm not particularly upset if we make it into a two-step process. But if we were asked to come up with a charter, then I think we could probably do it within the 2 days also.
Sorry, which meeting do you refer to in 3 weeks of this drafting team?
The next council meeting.
Okay.
I think it's 3 weeks after the upcoming one.
Next council meeting next week, and you mean after that it's 3 weeks?
I think so. I think it's the 16th of April or some date like that. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody, by the way.
Here I've got the meeting of the last council meeting before Mexico. Avery Doria proposed a drafting team to decide on next steps, and the aim would be to vote on whether or not to launch a policy development process at the council meeting in Mexico City on 4 March.
Okay, so we were not
Action
asked.
Action item, create drafting team and appropriate mailing list, mailing server list. And then the motion was deferred to the next council meeting, which is this council meeting coming up on the 26th.
Okay, so we were not explicitly asked to write a charter for the forthcoming
task force working group. Yes.
So I think what we have is pretty close to final. At least I would suggest then that I'll take Chuck's words, incorporate them in, make any other cosmetic changes that seem to be appropriate, and distribute this list again, followed by council, in the absence of any substantive comments.
Can you make motions on it, or we need to get someone to actually propose the motion?
I can't make a motion, but Avery said that any outcome of this group, she will make a motion for if necessary.
Good.
Or somebody else will. If we have agreement, then I think we are over, unless someone else has anything else to put in.
Agreed by Steve.
Yep, agreed.
Then I thank you for an efficient phone call.
All right, thank you, Alan.
Okay.
Thanks, Alan.
I'll have this out by the end of the day.
Very good.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.